I borrowed an outfit, I've none of my own. Oh, my rig and ran off with that rig run and roll.
That was Arky, the Arkansas Woodchopper, singing for us the Ridge Runnin' Roan. Well, say, as listen to this, you all. As Mrs. Cassidy said to Mr. Cassidy, we got to hop along.
Yeah.
And make way for the honorary mayor of Pittsville, Wisconsin, the boy who's so bright he shines just like a wooden nickel, Donald Red Blanchard.
Yeah, there's no other way you can go.
All my friends
shine like a wooden nickel. Well, intelligence reigns supreme in my family, but I was born during a dry spell, and I never realized it so much in my life as today. You see, this is a special day. This is Declaration of Dependence Day. You know,
where?
Of course, all over, but you have until Monday night, you know, midnight, but it reminds me of an old song. You take the short form, and I'll take the long form, and I'll be in Sing Sing for you, remember? We hope everybody has their taxes. We found out today what flying saucers are.
What?
Those are taxpayers blowing their tops. I know, because I came from, a little while ago, I just came from the collector of infernal revenue. Now I know how a cow feels at milking time, boy. I tell you. So I walked in, you know, and I said, I said, I want to talk to you about the income tax. He said, all right, start lying. And, well, they called me, and you see, I made one little mistake on my returns.
Oh.
I forgot they look at it.
Oh, I see.
That can make a difference, you know. Well, they were real good. They only asked me three questions. They said, how much did you make? How much you got left? How come?
Yeah.
You see, the bad part with me, I don't have any dependents.
Uh-oh.
I got a wife and kids, but you can't depend on them.
No, they're not.
So I sent in my returns, and I didn't put nothing on there at all. It said, return this income tax blank. And I did. Well, I got into trouble last year, same way. They told me to file an estimate, so I did, and I sent it in. I didn't sign it. I figured if I'm going to have to guess how much I'm going to make, let them guess who made it.
Yeah.
But for you folks that don't have your income tax all straightened up, I can help you a whole lot. Because I learned a lot today. You see, you take your income tax form, and up on the left-hand side it says 1040.
Yeah.
Well, that's the odds against you getting anything back, you know. And then it says, right up at the top, it says print your name.
Uh-huh.
And if it's a joint return, you print down the name of the joint, you know where you work. And, is that right?
That's not the way I feel mine, but go ahead.
Oh, well. And then $600 off for each one of your children. And if you're over 65, then $600 off for that. The ideal setup would be if you had a whole bunch of kids, all of them over 65.
Yeah.
And then down on one place it said sick pay. Well, what I made last year looked pretty sick, so I put it down there. And then they have another place that says medical.
Yeah.
So if you pay some lawyer to doctor up the returns a little bit, you know, you put it down there.
Oh, I
see. You see, I had an uncle didn't file last year, and we thought he would this year because my aunt sent him a cake with a file in it.
Oh.
But he ate right past the file before he got a chance that we could tip him off or anything, you know, give you an idea of her cooking. Well, anyway, getting back to income tax, it's a little bit like a girdle. If you don't put the right figure in, you get pinched.
Oh.
So, and I don't know. I can remember this time last year, President Eisenhower then, you know, he wouldn't lower the taxes. He was losing more golf balls than he would tell anybody about.
Oh.
But I'd like to close with a little poem. Taxes, guess who never had them? One man only, and that was Adam. Thank you. Yeah.
Kills me. That was Donald Red Blanchard doing a bit for us here on the big WGN Barn Dance, and right now it's time for me to turn over the reins of this shindig to old man Barn Dance himself. Oh, step up here, Arky, and grab a hold.
Bob, listen, I would appreciate very much if you don't have to hurry, because I'll stay right here, we all will, and wait till you get back with a guitar. Would you go get a guitar somewhere? I'm talking to Bob Atcher there.
Here.
Boy, listen, you know that is the best sounding guitar. Someday I'm going to wrestle you just for that guitar. See how we come out.
That's the way I do my son, and I always wind up winning everything. You know, I don't put up anything against it.
Oh, that's the way. Bob, what have you got in mind?
I'd like to go a little south of the border at the moment.
Oh, good for you.
Everybody get ready to yip, holler, and yell. Here we go. Ay, I'm the Rancho Grande, I'm the Divina. Arriba, Rancho Rita, que le prende de tía, que le prende de tía. Le voy a hacer unos calzones.
Sounded like you had a bucket of crickets or something there in that fiddle. You sure were shaking around there. That's Bob Atcher. Thanks a lot, Bob. Jimmy Hutch, hey, I can't see you. Your lantern's going out back there. Now I can see you. Now, folks, this is none other than that guitar-playing boy, Jimmy Hutchinson. So let's give him a nice hand, Jimmy. Joe. You know, Jimmy Hutch, folks, that was really Maggie all dressed up.
Yeah,
yes, it was.
You know, Arky, we've got a stranger in our midst back here this evening. Not exactly a stranger to us, but
oh, no.
Some of these folks haven't saw him on the show for a long time. Toby Nix, he's not feeling too well this evening.
No.
He's got a little touch of the flu.
Yeah.
And so...
That short fellow back there?
Yeah, the little short boy. In order to have a bass fiddle, we brought the Naperville Flash. Over with. Maybe we should ask him to step out towards the front of the stage.
Flash from Naperville. Holly Swanson.
Isn't he a pretty guy?
Yes, he is. That's Holly Swanson. Well, now, I tell you what we'd like to have right now. I'm glad you brought him, because this young lady coming up here to sing a song for us, he can look right over her shoulder, see? Not even stand on his tiptoes like that. And she really sings up storm when she gets going. You hear at noontime on the country fair, and here she is, Elaine Rogers. Elaine, we're glad to have you. Hey, how's the one to ask you, got your taters planted yet?
Planted? Oh, shoot, they're up 9 feet.
Potatoes?
9 feet tall.
Oh, now wait a minute.
You go think it over a little bit.
I know that someday you'll want me. When I'm in love with somebody, you expect me to be true and keep on loving you, though I am feeling blue. You think I can't forget you until someday you'll want me to want you. When I am strong for somebody new, then I won't want you. I know that someday you want me to want you. When I'm in love with somebody else, you expect me to be true and keep on loving you. Though I am feeling blue, you think I can't forget you until someday you want me to want you. When I am strong for somebody new, and though you don't want me now, I'll get along somehow, and then I won't want you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Archie, did you figure that out yet?
No, I don't think you understood the question. I said, did you plant your taters yet?
Did I plant my taters yet? Yeah. I understood that part. Did you understand what I said?
No.
Yeah, I said they're 9 feet tall.
Yeah, well, what's...
You can't believe a word I say, Archie.
Is that what's wrong?
That's the whole thing in a nutshell on a thumbnail.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad I understand.
You can't believe a word. I've been a liar all my life, Archie.
Oh. Tell us more.
I will. I'll do that. Just happen to have a song. How could you believe me when I said I love you, when you know I've been a liar all my life? I've had that reputation since I was a youth. You must have been insane to think I'd tell you the truth. Why did you believe me when I said we'd marry, when you know I'd rather hang than have a wife? I knew I'd say I'd make you mine, but who would know that you would go for that old line? How could you believe me when I said I love you, when you know I've been a liar all my life? I said I would love you long. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
I said I would love you long, and faithful I'd always be. Baby, you must be loony to trust a lower-than-low two-timer like me. You didn't know?
I'm glad you did.
I'm a crook. I said you'd have everything.
Yeah.
And that included a beautiful diamond ring.
Yeah, I got a mortgage, too.
bungalow by the sea. Do you recall that,
Ned?
Yeah. Hey, you're really naive to ever believe a full of baloney pony like me. Well, then, what about that time I went to Indiana?
Yeah.
I was lying. I was down in Alabama. I said I had some business that I had to complete, remember?
Yeah.
What I was doing there, I'd be a cad to repeat. What about those evenings I was with my mother?
I was
dropping with another honey lamb. And you think I swore our love was real? Archie, leave us not forget that I'm a heel. How could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar? Right?
Right.
Nothing but a liar. Check.
Elaine Rogers. Let's have. Thanks a lot. We'll have Elaine. Thank you a lot. Huh?
We'll have Elaine back in just a little while. Right now, Tiny has got something he'd like to do. Is that, am I wrong? Right? Wrong or indifferent?
Right.
Yeah. Tiny Murphy. Come on up here, Tiny. I see you coming up with a guitar. You usually got something else here, bass fiddle or something else, electric guitar. What are you going to do with this?
I'm going to play it a little bit.
All right.
Right.
Okay. All right.
I just can't imagine someone like me with someone like you walking beside me. I just can't imagine someone like you falling in love with someone like me. For to me you are an angel that came down from above. I wonder, would it be a sin for you to fall in love? For I just can't imagine someone like me lucky enough to find someone like you.
Hi, Orion Samuelson again, back at the WGN Barn Dance. This portion of the program being brought to you by Whiz and the people near you who sell Whiz, best candy bar there is.
Have a little left you, left hand, right, good, right, left brain, call, cow, kids, can't sleep, little lady, the one's gonna have him promenade, 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 all promenade in around the hall. Do you know where? I don't care, take time to that, you can.
The Arkansas Woodchopper.
Take care there, Orion. Say, you know, we got a good idea. Bob, I always have to have a little help here. I want you to come over and help me out. And all you boys and girls, come on.
I'll help any I can, Arky.
Elaine and Ruth, we got some singing we want to do here and get everybody to help us out.
Everybody in the old hayloft's going to sing
yep.
now.
Yeah,
right. Al Turner's going to play the organ.
You sing, too, out there. Sing right along with us, will you? Out there
Ryan,
listening
they
in.
All know this song.
They all know it, sure.
Got to have a little medley.
Look who we got over here tonight again with us. Yeah,
Harold Turner,
right there with us. All ready?
Bye.
helping us out that time. Well, I don't know what to say about none of us are going to be able to help you, but Bob Atcher, we'd sure like to hear some words from you. You got a few lines for us?
Folks, here is our good friend on the fiddle, Johnny Three Go with Buttons and Bow. Let's give him a little word.
Another surprise left over somewhere. They got the crickets in there again.
He could play half that good and get work.
Yeah.
Listen,
speaking of work,
Donald
Red Blanchard, why don't you come up here and go to work?
Archie, if I had my druthers, you know what I'd like to hear right about now?
What?
This Mr. Barndance back here, did you ever hear Dolph Hewitt sing the Blue Skirt Waltz?
No, not lately.
Oh, well, it is just beautiful.
He's got a special arrangement.
Huh? Yeah, just everything he sings is special, and this is special. Dolph Hewitt, here
Dolph
he is.
Hewitt.
Thank you, Red, and we've got something here that's a little bit different tonight. Lino Frigo with the French tuning on the accordion. I wandered alone one night till I heard an orchestra play. I met you where lights were bright, people were carefree and gay. You were the beautiful lady in blue. I was in heaven just waltzing with you. You thrilled me with strange delight, then softly you stole away. I dream of that night with you, lady, when first we met. We danced in a world of blue. How can my heart forget? Blue were the skies, blue were your eyes, just like the blue skirt you wore. Come back, blue lady, come back. Don't be blue anymore. Thank you. just like the blue skirt you wore. Come back, blue lady, come back. Don't be blue anymore.
Real fine there, Mr. Bondad. I'll do it. And that accordion, certainly a different tone to that. That's Lino Frigo's old accordion. He said that one's so old it's paid for. So he's had that for quite a while.
A long time.
Oh, boy. Blue Skirt Waltz and waltzing up to the microphone now, Bob Atcher with some... No, not literally, just figuratively speaking. Bob Atcher.
And what a figure. Well, this is the thing we were going to do a while ago, and then I found out that everybody in the place had already eaten up his whiz bar. What I was going to say was let's take a break now for a modern and mighty enjoyable snack. And you all crossed us up. Edit already. Well, let's put it this way. If we were going to take a break right now for a modern and mighty enjoyable snack, it would be a fresh chocolate, peanut, and marshmallow candy treat, Whiz.
Well, friends, here is some wonderful Barnett music put out by Tiny Murphy. It's called Stealing the Blues. Steel guitar every bath night here on the big new WGN Barn Dance. We just enjoy the wonderful harmony of the Johnson sisters, and I think if I step back, we'll hear some more right about now. What's
okay.
It going to be?
Whippoorwill. Yesterday, whippoorwill, I'm lonely. I
And every Saturday night, that little theme song ushers in the top hand of the cowhands, Bob Atcher, with our Western Song of the Week.
Thank you very much, Red. Talking this week with a good old Nebraska cowboy who's living in this part of the country these days, a fellow named Hopkins, Harold Hopkins. And we were talking about the days when the buffalo used to roam through his part of the country, something you seldom see anymore. And I asked him if he'd ever seen a white buffalo. And he said, no, but do you know the old legend song about it? And I said, well, I know one. He said, well, sing it. So I'm going to sing it.
I have heard many stories from an old Indian friend, and this is my favorite, even though it has no end. There's an old Indian legend I was told long ago. It's about a special valley and a white buffalo. There are few who have seen him, though they've searched
back a good long ways. Now on this Saturday night, you folks, roll the rugs back. If you have a tile floor, that'll take a little while, but we'll wait because we're going to waltz. We're going to waltz. Now we have Harold Turner over there with the Carousel Waltz. Got a story, Arky?
True, but sad.
Well, I'd like to hear it, and I think the folks would.
All right.
I can't forget the day that I was born. It was on a cold and frosty winter's morn. The doctor said I was a chubby chap. But when the nurse, she took me on her lap, she bathed me all over, I remember. And after powder puffing me, you see, she put me in the cradle by the window, in the little shirt that mother made for me. The first day that I wore my knickerbocks, I felt so funny after wearing frocks. I looked a little picture, I hate to say, but when they let me out to run and play, oh, I didn't like the trousers I was wearing.
So in the street I took them off, you see, and started walking home so brave and daring in the little shirt that mother made for me.
I'm going to continue that tonight.
Hi, Orion Samuels once again, welcoming you back to more great Saturday night entertainment here on the WGN Barn Dance. And here again is Bob Atcher.
Thanks, Orion. The next portion of the Barn Dance is brought to you by Darling and Company, producers of Darling's Soil Builders for the Farm, Darling's Mineral Feeds, and Darling's Triple Action Lawn Foods for the Home. Remember that name, Darling.
Chase that rabbit, chase for chase, that pretty girl around the world now, that possum now, the coon now, that big boy around the world. Home you go, swing your lady round her, I'm promenade. Promenade off.
And now, here he is again, the top hand of the cowhand, Bob Atcher.
Thank you very much, Orion. The band kind of got out of that square dance before Archie was through. Two words left over. Tell you what, let's do. Let's sing a song about a wonderful old dog called Rattler. Old Rattler. Thank you very much. Been a lot of tunes that have stolen the melody for that song and got to be great big hits with it. One I remember very well was Pistol Packin' Mama that came out about the beginning of World War II. Friends, I'd like to talk to you right now about feeding your livestock. Well, here's a great little tune. I'm sure if any of you folks have visited in Mexico, you know it well. This is the one that has the dance connected with it, where they throw a big hat down in the middle of the floor and do the dance around the big hat. It's Johnny and Lino Frigo and the Mexican Hat Dance. Thank you.
real high-powered harmony, fiddle and accordion style there by Johnny and Lino Frigo playing for us the Mexican Hat Dance. Say, I'd like to mention that we did get quite a lot of mail in this past week from people who are quite a distance away, but we're still waiting for the one that we think will turn out to be the winner of Arky's used set of guitar strings, the little star who is a guest of our show tonight. And I believe she's going to sing Brown Eyes.
Yes, I like to dedicate
beautiful brown eyes
to Angela.
Angela?
Yes,
oh, that's Angela, nice. Who is Angela?
Angela
Friend?
Is a very lovely lady that sent me some candy one day and neglected to put her last name on.
That's
and
fine.
I understand she's in the audience here tonight.
Well, fine.
I'd like to do this one for her.
We may all join in with you, but go right ahead.
Go ahead.
Brown Eyes, boy.
Yes, why not?
Beautiful brown eyes, beautiful, beautiful brown eyes, beautiful, beautiful brown eyes, I'll never love blue eyes again. Love you with all my heart. Tomorrow we might have been married, but Roman has kept us apart.
Country Fair, heard each weekday at noontime on WGN, singing Beautiful Brown Eyes. You notice that rheumatic look she gets on her face when she sings, Arky?
What?
That rheumatic look she gets
rheumatic?
When she sings a sentimental song.
Romantic.
Oh, pardon me. Rheumatic. Yes, that's what I meant. Romantic.
Yeah.
Romantic.
There's romance in
See,
that.
I want to talk about something romantic here. At least the word is darlings. There you are. Thanks very much, boys. Friends, I'd like to mention that both Darling's fertilizers and their mineral feeds can be obtained at Beloit Grain in Beloit, Wisconsin, and Sherland, Illinois, and at A.D. Hayes Company, Eldon, Iowa. Friends, this past portion of the Barn Dance has been brought to you by Darling and Company, makers of farm fertilizers since 1882, the banjo and Jimmy Hutchinson. With the banjo. He also plays the electric guitar, the straight-type guitar, and the bass fiddle, which he has done throughout the evening here. Right now, something very special.
Sing for me, Mr. B. Sing for me.
Show has one standout performer, and in the field of singing, we would like to present ours for tonight. Here he is now, Donald Red Blanchard.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone.
See, he's calling her up here.
No.
And he's well, in fact, this is a good time to call because they had a special this week. Two wrong numbers for a dime. I always like living in a little town. Then if you get the wrong number, you just go ahead and talk anyway. I know my sister-in-law went to one of these dances, you know, it's a masquerade, and she went as a telephone operator, and she had three close calls. Yeah. My wife uses the phone so much. She's got a cauliflower ear. And of course, our phone bill went down because last week she lost her glasses. Now when she wants to make a phone call, she dials the pencil sharpener. But, you know, I don't trust these telephone operators. I don't trust them at all. Well, not long ago, the wife went to a lady's aid, you know, and I stayed home, and this switchboard, they got a new one. The other one was all full of holes. And so she called up to check up on me, you know, and I was home, and she called up, and she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm home here all alone." She said, "What are you doing?" "I'm washing clothes." She said, "You washing clothes all alone?" Just then, the operator got on the wrong line. She says, "I am ringing them." I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. That's the way I like to hear a jukebox over the phone. Then you can hang up. Do you know that they even are getting telephones in cars?
Really?
Yeah, isn't that something? You know, you're driving along, and then you just pick up the phone, and you call home, and you can tell your wife, "I'll be home about 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Then you say, "Roger," and then you hang up. Well, and that gives her 20 minutes to get rid of Roger.
Oh. And she can tell her friend there with her, he'll have to go.
Well, that was Donald Red Blanchard singing for us, "He'll Have to Go." Well, I tell you what let's do. Before we get to the wind-up of our program here, let's call back to the microphone the king of the barn dance. Dolph Hewitt.
Hello. Jealous heart, oh, jealous heart, stop me. Can't you see the damage you have done? You have driven her away forever. Jealous heart, now I'm the lonely one. Was part of everything I planned for, and I know she loved me from the start. Now she hates the sight of all I stand for, all because of you, old jealous heart. Thank you. was part of everything I planned for, and I know she loved me from the start. Now she hates the sight of all I stand for, all because of you old jealous heart.
Thank you, Dolph. Dolph Hewitt singing for us, Jealous Heart. Well, friends, this program, as you know, always has a portion of it devoted to a sacred song, and now is that time for tonight, and we're going to call on the Johnson sisters to sing for us a sweet old song that comes to us from down in the mountain country called One Step More.
No.
Girls. Friends, as we listen to our radios these days, read our newspapers, watch television, we know that throughout the world is a great deal of turmoil. And more we should appreciate the freedoms that we have here in our own great country. Freedom of religion, freedom of worship is one of the greatest. And if you do not use it, you're pretty sure to lose it. Tomorrow is Sunday. We certainly hope that each of you will attend the church of his choice. We hope, too, that next Saturday night, when time rolls around for the barn dance to come on the air, you'll have your dial rusted to the 720 spot and be right along with us. You'll hear the fiddles start and the cowbells ring and the boys and girls singing. We'll be having a wonderful time next Saturday night. We hope you'll be with us. We hope you've enjoyed the whole gang. Our thanks to WGN and to Orion Samuelson for another evening along with all of you people. Till we see you again, we want to wish you the best of everything. And now, good luck and good night.
Go see your party.
The WGN Barn Dance has been brought to you tonight with the good wishes of the Bite Candy Company, Darling & Company, and WGN Radio, who invite you to join us again next Saturday night from 8 to 9:30 here at the WGN Barn Dance. This is WGN Radio, Chicago.
Plant the most famous name in corn. Genuine Feaster. Genuine Feaster. Genuine Feaster. The PAG hybrid. Man, that's corn.
put PAG in your planter boxes. Give your PAG dealer an order Monday.